This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday over whether Donald Trump can appear on next year's primary ballot. A lower court ruled that Trump can be on the ballot because the Constitution's disqualification clause does not specifically include the office of president. Attorney Jason Murray argued that judge got it wrong.
Think about that. You'd be saying a rebel who took up arms against the government couldn't be a county sheriff, but could be the president.
Trump's attorneys are appealing a different part of the lower court ruling, which found that Trump committed insurrection. The U.S. Senate failed to take up debate on a national security funding bill Wednesday. The $106 billion package would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and funding for the U.S. southern border. But negotiations over that border element have made little progress. Still, Colorado's John Hickenlooper says an agreement could still come together.
All the elements of a deal are there. Democrats have a lot to gain by actually addressing the border issues. Republicans have a tremendous amount to gain by making sure we support our military and make sure that we support Ukraine and Israel, two of our closest allies.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett told reporters it might be time for the president and Republicans to engage directly to reach a deal. A long-planned passenger rail line along Colorado's Front Range got a big federal boost this week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The feds will give Front Range rail officials $500,000 for planning studies, and that initial grant could lead to many more federal dollars down the line for construction, potentially hundreds of millions. State officials are also weighing a local ballot measure to help fund the line that will run from Fort Collins through Denver to Pueblo. Planners say they hope to have trains running in about a decade. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Staffers from Colorado Parks and Wildlife are going to Oregon to select and capture 10 wolves to bring back to Colorado. Oregon has offered to help identify wolf packs for the relocation effort, but 9 News reports capturing the wolves is up to the team from Colorado. Voters in 2020 required state officials to reintroduce wolves into Colorado by the end of this year. This is CPR News.